Thank you so much for calling. This is Josh here.
Yes, Josh, this is Tiffany Snape returning your call.
Hey, Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I'm good, but I'm a little confused because I called back thinking that I missed you while I was getting dinner together, and I called and got someone else, and they said they were from Gnome Publishing.
That could be an error that might have been rerouted somewhere else, but I have you on call, and I hope it is a good time to call you right now, and you're not busy right now.
Yeah, I'm good right now. And you, this is Josh with Penguin Books.
Yep, that is correct. Josh Baker.
Okay.
Sounds great. Tiffany, I am one of the account managers who is going to be working on your project. So let me give you a brief detail about myself and how you're going to be moving forward. So I am the concerned person who works with the writing team and all our production team so that we can work on your project and deliver all the services. So I'm going to be the front person who's going to be working with my team to have your services delivered to you. So I just wanted to understand a bit about your project, what the book is about, so that I can get a brief idea and can guide my team accordingly as well.
Say the last part again.
Yep, so that I can guide my team accordingly. So could you give me an idea what the book is about and what was your inspiration behind all this?
So right now, I think I've got a couple of things. One might be a devotional, and two, it might be in memoir style. I've basically got 356 type pages, single space, and it needs to definitely be organized. But I started writing. You asked me about the inspiration. I started writing a few months after my daughter died. She would have been 9 years old next week, and she died after, she died after 2 weeks old. So that really started me on this journey of journaling and writing, and basically part of my catharsis is that whatever was on my heart, I would get up and I would write, and it would just pour out of me. So a lot of it is inspirational. It's definitely religious. So, so it's basically my life for the past 9 years.
I got it. And Tiffany, trust me, it's just the start of the call right now, but the reason that you have given me, it shows how strong of a person you are. So I really want to give you kudos on that as well, because obviously after all such things in life, you do set back, but you took that as an inspiration and you started writing on that. So you're one strong person, and God bless your daughter as well.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. And sounds great. And do you have any sort of like deadline in mind that you're planning to look forward to, or any date that you have in mind?
No. Obviously, it's been an ongoing project. I continue to write. So I really just want to get some of it packaged somehow and to get it out so that it can start helping some people maybe who are going through similar struggles and what have you.
I got you. And this would be your first book that you're writing, or you have things coming up, or you have written something previously as well?
No, this is my first.
Okay, sounds great. I will be on top of it to make sure that you this turns out to be as you expect and it exceeds your expectation. So let me guide you how you're going to be working on your project so that you have an idea as well what the roadmap is. So what happens right now is that we would be needing the manuscript from your end, and I've also sent a form from my end. I'm going to be guiding you about that as well. So I'll walk you through that, but let me just guide you about our process. So we would be acquiring the manuscript from your end, and how this would work is that I am going to share the manuscript and the whole idea about your book with my team. And what we're going to do is my team starts working on your project, and they share all the information drop by drop. So for example, if your book is around like 350 pages, my team is going to work on bits by bit. For example, they're going to work on first 30 to 40 pages. They're going to share the draft with you so that you can review the draft, and in case any changes are required, they're going to work on the next draft and also have the changes made that you suggested first. So instead of us writing the whole book at once, we work on the books draft by draft, pages by pages, or chapter by chapter to ensure that maximum quality is obtained. So we're going to be working on that. So as soon as you shared the first manuscript with me, the manuscript that I am requesting, that would take around like 7 to 8 business days for the team to share the first draft. However, that is just the first draft that takes that much amount of time. But once we start moving forward towards the second, third, and moving onwards, the team would take maximum 4 to 5 business days to share the next draw. And the reason for the first draw taking this long is that the team first reviews the whole book, they brainstorm that, and then they start working on the draw. So each draw goes through you first, you approve the draw, and only in that case we're going to be moving forward and initiate the next draw.
So how does it work if they suggest that I do XYZ and I feel strongly that that should not happen? How does it work?
Okay, that is perfectly fine, because obviously if you're going to be moving forward, we're going to be moving forward with your personal opinion first. So what happens right now is instead of us working on the whole project, kickstarting the whole project, my team is going to be working on the editorial report first. So what is an editorial report? Once you submit as the manuscript, the team goes through the whole book, the manuscript that you shared, and then the team prepares a report where they filter out the strength, the weaknesses, the opportunities, the threats, and how they plan to move forward with the book. So before even we kickstart the project, we're going to share a report with you, which is going to discuss the whole prospectus of your book. So at that particular time, you can agree or disagree with anything that our team shares. For example, if our team suggests that, hey, Tiffany, I think the plot needs a bit development. So that's one of the phases where we're going to be working on the developmental side, whereas the conclusion is a bit strong. So we're going to be moving forward with the conclusion as it is. But you might not agree with that. You would say that, hey, Josh, I think my plot does not need further development, so let's just keep it that way. So obviously, whatever your suggestion would be, that is the priority that we're going to be keeping in mind. If there comes a point where there can be a contradiction or something like that, we can always have our writing team have a word with you, the writing team editors, and we can always have that sorted out. So you are the person who's going to let us know, and obviously it's your book, so whatever you suggest, we're going to move forward with that way.
So I'm curious, you said, and that all sounds good, but you said plot, and I know you were just using a hypothetical or scenario. So
just
this is
example.
Right. So this is really going to have more of a memoir feel, and when I say to you, it is not organized. It would be as if you moved into somebody's house, right, and you were going through their thing or going through a drawer, and you found a journal that was I'm sorry?
So I got your point. So you just need to sort everything out. That's what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah, I'm saying right now that a lot of it is in, it is literally in journal chronological form, but within that, there's pages and parts of it that I feel have like a memoir style to it, mm-hmm. and then there are other pages that clearly have a devotional slant. How many, I probably should have asked you these questions before when I was talking to Haley. How much experience does this group have in working with religious genre, I'll say?
Okay, so the writing team, we do have various writers having different experiences as well. So we do have people working on this for past 10 years, a decade. We do have people who are new recruits as well, because obviously they bring in new ideas as well. So I sign up these projects to my head of writing team. So the head of writing team goes through the project personally from his end, and then he assigns the project based on what the context of the project is with the team. So once we share the editorial report with you, that's like the first part. The editorial report is basically a roadmap that tells you how you're going to be moving forward with the book. For example, whatever suggestions the team has and you agree with them, we're going to kickstart the project, and that is going to be assigned to the writer who best suits and best works on these type of projects. But if in case you suggest something else, then the team is going to align it to another writer who best fits. So the writing team, they have it aligned to their best of editors, whatever the genre of the book would be.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Josh, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were going to be asking for the manuscript. So I think manuscript is probably a generous term to use what I have so far.
Exactly.
Do you want me to give it to you in the raw form that it is right now, or do you want me to spend some time, as I've done, going through and culling out the pieces that I think could make up a book and send that to you? What do you want me to do?
Sure. Right now, can you let me know if all those, the writing that you have, are they all combined and are they all in one place, or you have like separate different drafts?
It is one place.
Okay, one place, then that would be perfectly fine. You can just share that raw file with us, and if you have anything additional to let our writers know, then that would work for us as well. Like if you have any sort of instructions, then that would work for us as well, and the writers can start reading that. And if in case they require any further details, we can always let you know what that detail would be. But our writing team, they can have that sorted out. So it's totally up to you. If you wish to take some more time to have it all sorted out, you can take that. But if you wish to share the raw files with us, that perfectly is fine with us as well. So the writing team can go through that and they can format and sort it out accordingly with what goes where.
Okay.
Yep. So in order to proceed forward, we use a portal that we use to communicate with our client. So I have shared an email with you. Can you check your email if you have the access to that? So I can help you with signing up on our portal, which we will be using to communicate with each other.
Okay.
Sure.
Yep. I've got an email from Ella and two from you.
Yep. So there's going to be one of the email from me where it could be saying to get started. Can you check on that? That particular email? The first one.
Okay.
Yep. So once you click on that option which says to get started, it's going to route you to a window and it's going to be asking you to create a password. So let me know once you're done creating a password. I'll walk you through the portal from there.
You there?
Yep. The password is created. You're done with the password?
Okay, yes, done with the password.
Awesome. So once you're done with the password, it's going to have you log in into a portal, which is going to be having different options on the taskbar, which is going to say task, project, more. Do you see any of those options on your end?
Not yet. It's asking me if I want to check these other things. What does it mean by signing up? I agree to the store. Oh, in the portal, the store.
Yep, inside the portal.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
There you'll see an option of the notification bar as well once you're logged in. Let me know once you're done so that I can walk you from there as well.
Okay, so say it again. What?
So let me know once you're inside the portal. I'll walk you through from there.
I'm in here. Okay, I think I'm in.
Okay, awesome. And there you will see different options, which would say task, project, and messages inbox. Do you see any option like that?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to navigate to the option which says inbox or messages, or you might see a small option of notification, the bell icon.
Welcome on board.
Yep, you have to click on that. So that basically is the message subject, welcome on board. And once you click on that, it's going to open up my whole message, like, hello, Tiffany, hope this email finds you well, and a warm welcome on board. You're there?
Yep.
Awesome, yep. Tiffany. You got it. That was real quick. So, Tiffany, I have sent you two forms in this particular email. Can you see the two attachments in this email as well? One would be the Penguin Book Editing Service, and the other would be Book Cover Brief Form.
Yep.
Awesome. So these are the two forms that you would need to fill out from your end as well, along with submitting the manuscript to me. So these are like basic forms. One is editing service, which I will have it aligned to my writing team. And the other form, I'm going to have it aligned to my illustration team, who is going to be working on your book cover. So let me guide you how you can reply back to me. Just below these attachments, do you see an option which says add reply?
Hold on one sec.
Sure.
I actually opened up one of the documents. What are you asking me?
Yep. So below this message of mine, do you see an option which says add reply?
Yep.
Yep. So once, kindly click on that add reply option once.
Okay.
And it's going to give you a text box which says type your message here. You see the same on your end as well?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So this is how easy it is to communicate on our portal. So we would be using the same portal to communicate with each other back and forth so that we have the record of our conversation and the attachment at the same place. And this is how you're going to be typing your message. And just below that, you will also see an option which says attach a file. Do you see that option as well below the text box, attach a file?
Yes.
Awesome. So what you have to do is whenever you want to attach a file, just like you're going to be attaching your manuscript and the two forms that I have sent, you simply have to click on attach a file, upload your files over there, and then you can click on post your reply after typing a one-liner message. So this is how we're going to be communicating with each other on this particular portal. So what I can do is, in order to make it more easier for you, you can let me know whenever you have the form filled out. I can give you a call tomorrow as well so that I can help you with sending a message over there and so that we can kickstart further. How about that?
Can I look at the form while we're on the phone?
Sure thing. I'm here. Let me know if you have any confusion regarding the form.
So, why does it say ghost? Oh, it's editing services, writing services.
Nope, not the writing service.
Okay. So they're not going to be rewriting my stuff. They're going to be basically giving me notes.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. 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 Josh, real quick.
Sure.
Maybe not real quick. I did not see anything in the contract that Haley and I went over regarding how the marketing and publishing would work.
Mm-hmm.
I saw how many books I would get and where it would go, but all the details, like I've heard horror stories about individuals not being able to have their books on time to go out to places.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are 20 books that I get with my plan. Are those the only books that I'm going to get? If I need additional books that I want to have to take other places, what's the fee for that? Where is all of that going to be captured? Because I didn't see that memorialized anywhere.
Okay, perfect. I surely will be checking with Haley real quick regarding the printed copies, with how many printed copies are a part of your contract. Because I don't see
so
anywhere.
I know there are 20.
Uh-huh.
I know there are 20 that are a part of the contract. My question is,
the additional ones.
After the 20, what happens?
Okay, after the 20, let me guide you about the publishing process as well. So once we get done with this, we would be moving forward towards publishing as well. So in publishing, your book is available online on different platforms that we shared with you. And also, if you wish to get your books print it, then obviously that is something that we do provide at additional cost as well. So we do have the printing services as well. Is that the question that you asked? I hope that's the one that I answered.
So the printing services with you guys will be a separate agreement. In other words, the publishing and marketing you're doing is strictly online. It will be up to Amazon and all those other folks to do the printing of the book.
Yep, absolutely correct. So at that point, what happens is, for example, if your book is published on Amazon, and if any of the client or any of the customer wants to purchase a book, they can simply go on Amazon and purchase the book from there, and then Amazon is going to directly print and mail them the book. But if you wish to have the printed copies sent
Amazon,
to you...
Nope. Josh, slow down for me.
Sure.
If they purchase the book at Amazon, then Amazon is going to do what?
If we publish the book on Amazon, then the book is sent to the client, to the person who has ordered it from Amazon. But if you wish to...
Okay, so Amazon is... Amazon is responsible for printing the book at that point, is what you're saying.
For the people who are willing to buy it from Amazon. But if you want to have the book separately printed and sent to you, then that is something that we do cater that.
Okay, but I just want to be—I want to make sure I understand. If the book, for instance, is sold at Amazon, we'll say for $12, somebody orders that book at Amazon for that $12, Amazon is going to print that book at their cost and then send me what?
Okay, so Amazon does have different royalties. So whatever I'm speaking right now, that's hypothetical, because obviously the printing cost is determined after the whole book is completed and it's posted on Amazon. So I'm just giving you an example how this is going to work. For example, if I have the book of 300 pages, I upload that on Amazon, and Amazon tells me that before, at the time of publishing, that the printing cost of your book would be around like $9, for example. So Amazon is going to give us a suggestion what's the price that we can set for the book. Or you can have your own price set up as well. So for example, if you set up your own price of $20 for the book, Amazon is just going to deduct the printing cost from their end. And whatever the profit would be, that is divided between you and Amazon in the set term of percentage. For example, it's 60-40 or 70-30, like that. So whatever the royalties are, that are always counted by the cost less printing cost, and then whatever remains, that's divided between you and Amazon.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. So that's just a separate agreement between me and Amazon and whoever else.
Yep, absolutely, because you'll have your own Amazon account, and you'll be the owner of that Amazon account. So whatever the sales and everything are, you can view those things directly on your end.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Awesome. So would there be anything else I can help at this time?
No. So it sounds like next steps, you guys are waiting on me to fill out these forms and to send you something.
Yep. You can let me know whenever you are done with the form. You can just reply back to me on the same portal, or if it's easy for you to send the attachment as well, then you can always let me know. But if in case there's any concern, I'm going to give you a call tomorrow at the same time. Does this time sound fine tomorrow if I give you a call at this time?
Actually, if we could talk earlier in the day, that would be great.
Sure. You can let me know whatever time best suits you. I can give you a call around that time.
Okay. How about 10:30?
10:30 Eastern?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me one real quick minute. Let me check with my team. Just give me 1 second. I do have a few publishing meetings on that time. Just give me 1 second.
I can do it later if that's better for you.
Would somewhere around like 1 or 2 would be a good time?
I can do 1.
Okay, sounds great. So I have updated my calendar tomorrow for 1. I'm going to be giving you a call at 1, and then from there onwards, we're going to take it forward.
Sounds great.
Perfect, Tiffany. It was a pleasure speaking to you today. Take care of yourself. I'm going to catch you tomorrow again.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.